listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien with your news briefing. Brittany Higgins has taken to social media, issuing a statement about the Lehrman trial after sexual assault charges were dropped against former colleague Bruce Lehrman, who she alleged raped her in Parliament House in 2019. She's used the post to thank a number of people, including the Aussies who rallied behind her and mental health workers whom she credits with saving her life. Mr. Lehrman has pleaded not guilty and he's consistently maintained his innocence. Wild scenes at World Cup live sites around the country today. Fireworks and flares were set off. Two taken to hospital with minor burns. Police had to use capsicum spray on some who tried to attend. And a 17-year-old boy was arrested for being drunk. A warning, you may find this next story distressing. A woman's dead and a teenage boy injured in Melbourne's southeast. Police were called to Sandhurst just before midnight following reports of an assault. This is the moment a woman, believed to be a family member, ran to seek help. A man in his 40s is in custody. The Reserve Bank of Australia is gearing up for its final interest rates decision. Experts reckon we'll see another hike of 25 basis points on Tuesday. That'll take the official cash rate to 3.1%. And Russia is preparing its response after the G7, the EU and Australia announced a price cap on its oil. The Kremlin has repeatedly said it will not supply oil to nations that implement the measure. Socceroos captain Matt Ryan is blaming himself after Australia's World Cup campaign came to an end with a 2-1 defeat to Argentina in the round of 16. To cricket, it's the final day of the first test in Perth. A short time ago, the Windies were 4 for 212. They need 286 runs. The AFL has locked in round one of the fixture. In a return to tradition, Richmond and Carlton will open the season on March 16. And Holden's Chas Mostert is hoping to do well in today's top 10 shootout ahead of the Adelaide 500 this afternoon.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.